A warning for Christians. Revelation, chapter 3, verses 14 to 17. Today's Bible verses are from a book of Revelation, chapter 3, verses 14 to 17. To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing, but you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind and naked. At 12 o'clock on August the 6th, 1945, the nuclear bomb was dropped in Hiroshima. A warning sign was given to them a week ago. The nuclear bomb will be dropped here, so everyone should move 50 kilometers away from Hiroshima. They were given a warning like this. But the people just laughed at it and did not believe this. No way, that can't be right. Such a weapon does not even exist. Let's see, people ignored this warning sign. This warning sign was given during a war, but people laughed at this warning, and only a few moved away from Hiroshima. Just like a warning given to them, at 12 o'clock on August the 6th, as per the warning, the nuclear bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, which accurately had a temperature of 3,000 degrees. Within 3 seconds, 300,000 people died. People ignored the warning sign given to them and they died. Even nowadays, the Bible is giving us warnings for our lives. A warning is a signal that is given when things are dangerous, or when the behavior is incorrect, or when someone is going on the wrong track. A book titled The Final Sign, written by David Cha, this book has given a lot of warnings, which will result in the end days of this world. In fact, this book helped many to be woken up from spiritual sleep. We can see that a lot of accidents on this land happen because people ignored the warnings and they get hurt. The faith, our lives as Christians are exactly the same as this. God gives warnings to us through our circumstances, and also He warns us through the words of God. Also, He warns us through our inner conscience and also by other people. Paying close attention to the warnings that God gives is wisdom. Especially, today's words are not the warnings for the world. These are the warnings for us, Christians. The passage of today shows the scene of the church of the end days of the world. The corruption was seen everywhere and the faith was unhealthy. Today's passage is about the warnings for the church in Laodicea. The church in Laodicea did not put God close to them, and their faith was corrupted. It was God that warned them to restore their fallen faith. As we raise our children, as you may agree, there is a child that is so lovely and makes the hearts of parents so proud, but on the other hand, there is a child that makes parents to worry and makes them to be hurt. It is the same with a faith. There is a person that makes God to be glad and to be touched, but also, there is a person that makes God to be worried. To God, what kinds of children are we like at the moment? A person that is right, proper, pure, correct in the eyes of God is important. In the Bible, God worked His miracles through only a few people that were holy and devout. The work of God, this is not about the quantity, but quality. It is not number that is important, but one person that is proper and pleasing in the eyes of God is important. During a war with the Midianite, 32,000 people were in the battle, but God sent all of them back and selected 300 people of Gideon, which was a few. The judgment of Sodom as well, rather than the sinfulness of the period, God eagerly looked for 10 righteous people that would stand up against the sinful nature. If they had only 10 righteous people, then the judgment of God would have been stopped. Elijah had to fight against the 850 people all by himself. It was a lonely battle, but Elijah won. The number did not matter for the work of God. If God was with them, they had victory. One person, like Daniel, who was correct, proper and righteous, initiated the holy changes in that period. Joseph was with God, and because of Joseph, the massive changes began to happen in Egypt. This is the influential force that is holy, and this leads to the changes of the world. We need to be firm and bold. I will keep my faith, does not matter even if the world gets shaken. We need to make a firm decision. Even one person, like me, is important. A person that is honest, correct, proper in the eyes of God changes the history. In the main passage of today, the Lord gave three kinds of warnings, as He saw the people getting swayed by the desires of the world. In verse 14, it says, "To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation." God warned them, saying that they have abandoned their faith. The church in Laodicea abandoned their faith. Abandoning and losing are completely two different things. If losing was an unconscious mistake, then abandoning is a deliberate action. Why did they abandon their faith? It is because of idleness. Idleness is enormously horrifying. Life easily gets fallen when things are comfortable and idle, rather than when things are difficult and painful. The faith of the church in Laodicea, as well, got idle and abandoned three things. Firstly, they abandoned their amens. What is amen? In Hebrews, it means it is truth, that is right, that is correct, I agree with that, it is right, I will live like that. The confessions of faith like these are amen. In the Bible, amen has been listed 78 times. When listening to the words of God, the Christians need to respond by saying amen. In saying amen, there is an answer to our lives, and there is a key, which opens the promises of God. In the Bible, all the work of God resulted when people responded to it by saying amen. When water changed and turned to be the wine, this incident as well, when people responded to the words of the Lord by saying amen, the miracles happened. Naaman got his leprosy healed, but it was not the water of Jordan that healed him. When Naaman responded by saying amen, when a person of God, Elisha, spoke to him, he was completely healed. Not anyone can respond by saying amen. It can be said only if that person has faith to say it. When we hear that we need to keep the Sundays holy, and that we need to give our one-tenth to the Lord as our tithes, also when we were asked to be fully committed in ministries of God, even it does not align well with my thoughts and my circumstances, if these are the will of God, we need to be able to say amen to it. But this can only be done if we have faith. Therefore, without faith, it has been said that we cannot make God to be pleased. Why is that so? Why did the Lord say I'm amen? It is because the church in Laodicea abandoned amen. The feature of faith, that is of the end days, is living the lives without acknowledging the importance of responding to the words of God by saying amen. Therefore, the Lord warned us to restore our amen. Secondly, people abandoned their loyalty. The Lord appeared to them, and said, I am the witness regarding the loyalty. It is a promise that the Lord will be the witness for our loyalty for the things that we did in this world, later on the day that we stand in front of God. So there are three elements of faith. We get saved only by faith. There is no condition attached to it. Solified. Salvation gets given only through faith. Nothing else would enable us to be saved. But in Roman Catholic, they claim that if you do a lot of good things, by what you do, by the deeds, your sins will be forgiven and you can go to the heaven. If you do a lot of good things, the Pope can use these, they interpreted this that way. And they made a thing called the indulgence. The Catholic people paid for these indulgences to get their sins forgiven and waived. When things were mostly corrupted in Roman Catholic, mainly because of these buying and selling of indulgences, Luther started the religious reformation. Luther proclaimed the fact that the salvation gets done only by believing. This led to the birth of Christianity, which we believe in nowadays. We welcome the Pope, who will come to Korea in August as our national guest, but we must know the difference between the Catholic and our Christianity. Salvation can be given only by believing. there is no other condition attached to it. We do not receive this by our deeds. Then how do we receive the ability to win against the world and against the sinful nature of this world? When we believe in this and when we pray, we can receive this ability. The disciples brought a demon-possessed person, but the demon did not get out from this person. But the Lord came and casted the demon away. The disciples saw this and asked the Lord, "Why and how come, when we commanded the demon to get out from this person, the demon did not get out, but why, when you commanded the demon to get out, the demon got out?" The Lord replied, "This kind can come out only by prayer. When we believe in the power of God and when we pray, the work of God appears. Therefore, we need to pray as well. Also, how do we receive rewards? When we turn what we believed in and what we prayed for, so when we turn our thoughts to our actions, He rewards us." Thus, in James, chapter 2, verse 17, the Bible says, "In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. What you say only by your lips, such as the Lord, He said such thing is a dead faith. When I say I'm going somewhere but if I do not leave, in action, then it is not going somewhere. If I have decided on something in my mind, then I need to turn this into action, so that I can get to the set destination. In the same way, the reward of the heaven can be seen when we are loyal to the Lord. Later on the day that we stand in front of God, the Lord said He is the witness for our loyalty, for what we have done so far. But this also means that the church in Laodicea was not loyal to the Lord. Thirdly, they abandoned God. The Lord appeared and said that I am a root, an origin of creation. The origin means a root. All creations have their origin of life. Firstly, the origin of fish is in the water, so if fish leaves from water, then the fish dies. Secondly, the origin of tree is in the soil, so the tree needs to be deeply rooted in the soil, if this tree was to grow big. The mankind lives by stepping on the ground, but the origin of life is in the heaven. So the Greek people said, the mankind is andropos. This means this is a being which looks upward. In another word, the origin of life is in the hands of God. When we look upon God, there is peace, and we receive wisdom and strength. That is right. Because the souls came from God, even when the physical body is a bit tired, if we worship God by giving Him praises and when we pray to Him, and worship Him and when we commit fully in His ministry, we begin to have joy. It is because the communication with God gets restored. Where are you looking at now? The church in Laodicea was given a warning that they abandoned God. The Lord warned them to make a right choice. The verses 15 to 16 say, "I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth." As we live our lives, we often have times that we need to make choices. There are many choices to make, from such as choosing a career path, choosing a person to get married to, choosing a religion, and so on. There are many things for us to choose from. When we are given choice to make, we need to make a right judgment. In today's main passage, God warned us not to have an indecisive attitude about our faith. In verse 15, it says, "I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other." He said that you are neither cold nor hot. The best condition that the germs can multiply in number is when the temperature is lukewarm. If the water is either very cold or very hot, there is no germ at all. It is the same with faith. If our faith is lukewarm, then there are many trials. When the people of Israel did not know who to choose to worship as their God, whether to worship Baal or God, Gad closed the door of the heaven for 3 years and 6 months. So Elijah gathered the people on Mount Carmel and told them to choose who they will worship as their God. "If Baal will allow you to live, then go to Baal. If God will allow you to live, then come back to God. He told them that who you choose to follow is up to your decision, but the result is followed by responsibilities. God warned them to restore their fallen faith. Verse 16 says, "So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. If you do not restore your faith, then I will abandon you." This was a warning from God. If God abandons us, then we are nothing. Have a look at the first king, Saul. He was on the throne for the last 40 years, but once God abandoned him, we can see that his end days were extremely miserable. When people lost their values and purpose, God abandoned them. The beautiful flowers at the front as well, if these flowers wither and get messy, then these flowers would get trash. The way that we can live our lives most valuably is living our lives for the purpose that God gave us. Have a look at Samson. God gave him power as a Nazarite for him to use for God. He did not use his power for the set purpose, and he misused it for the wrong purpose. When he did that, he got all of his power taken from him, and his end days turned out to be extremely miserable. What would be more scary warning than "I will abandon you"? But in that warning that "I will abandon you," it still contains the message that "I still love you" in this warning. It is calling of God saying, "Please come back to me again." If at the moment I am crossing over the center line of my life, then I need to come back to where I was. At times, through the words of God, through the conscience, through the circumstances, when God gives warnings, do not hesitate and choose the side of God. God warned them saying that you are not able to recognize yourselves. In verse 17, it says, "You say, 'I am rich, I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing.' But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind and naked." The scariest thing is living without knowing about our own selves. It is like, even though when we are ill, we are unaware that we had illness and losing the opportunity. The most powerful enemy is our own selves. A person that can win over his or her own self, nothing would be a problem. The biggest fight is a fight against our own selves as well. Today's passage is about the warning of the Lord that criticizes the faith for the fact that we are unable to look at our own selves. God warned them saying that you have lost your ability to judge what is right and wrong. I will share a parable to illustrate this point. A young boy was watching over a person that was leading a herd of pigs to the killing center. He was amazed by what he saw and asked the person who was leading the pigs, "How did you bring all these pigs here?" A person who brought the pigs smiled and said, "Have a look at the back." The boy looked at the back and there were beans sprinkled on the ground. The pigs were so concentrated in eating these beans, they did not realize that they were being led to be killed. They were about to be killed, but they did not realize that they were to be killed. It is the same as when we are ill, but we did not realize that we were ill, and missed the opportunity to get medical treatment at the critical time. The Lord said that the church in Laodicea thinks that they are rich and they are not in need at all. The Lord criticized that they do not know that they are struggling, pitiful, poor, blind and naked. The more their faith is like this, they are able to notice the flaws in others more easily. It was a warning given by God that you should restore your faith to be a healthy one again. The grace is looking at ourselves. The true grace is not looking at the flaws or the weaknesses in the others. It is actually the opposite. It is having an ability to look at the flaws and the weaknesses in ourselves rather than in the others. This is what a person that received grace is like. Have a look at Isaiah, who has experienced the grace. At the very moment that he experienced the amazing grace of God, when he looked at the holy throne of God, angels were praising God and honoring the name of the Lord. Isaiah experienced all these. At that very moment, Isaiah wailed as well, "I have fallen, I have fallen. I am filthy and dirty, but I have seen holy God." He cried out. That is right. This is grace. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we are living in the time where it is getting harder to keep the faith strongly. But in darkness, the light shines more brightly. The world is like that, but would this matter greatly if just one person lives correctly? Would one person living righteously make a lot of difference to where we are? That is right. One person that is proper, honest and pleasing in the eyes of God is important. God worked His miracles through only a few people who were holy. God is looking for that one person that is pleasing to Him. We need to restore our fallen faith, starting from me right here. Getting into the good workplace is not only a blessing, but because you are in that workplace needs to change to a good workplace. A person of God does not look for a land of blessings, but because of you getting into the land, that land changes to be a land of blessings. Because of Joseph, even the Egyptians received blessings. Today, wherever you go, I hope and pray that you will become a person of blessings. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.